Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
I'm John Batchelor. To France, Albi, France, in the Occitan part of the southern part of France. Paradise, except there's a heat wave in London. There's unusual heat in Moscow. They're wearing jackets, usually in September, but not this September. There's a heat wave in the U.S. Is there a heat wave in Paradise in the south of France? Simon of the Wall Street Journal, Barron's, other distinguished publications. Simon, you're in the big city for the countryside. Is the heat sitting on you? Is the crop coming in? Good day to you, Simon.
Good day to you, John. Well, it is a lovely day here. It is in the high 80s. It's sunny. It's calm. There isn't much breeze. If it gets a bit hotter than this, it would be oppressive, but it is actually quite perfect at the moment. And to the crops, yes, the sunflowers are now coming in. The tractors and the farmers on the tractors were out late last night and the night before, basically cutting the sunflowers down and bringing them in en masse across most of the area in which I go in a car and look around at all the farms. And it's a beautiful thing to watch. It's a very wholesome activity that they're doing. So, yes, that's all coming in, and that will make them hopefully a bit richer than they were last week. That's a good thing.
That's the good part of the show. Now we go to 15 years ago right now, Simon. We're old enough to remember the financial crisis of 2008. And reading your piece in the Wall Street Journal, The Financial Flashback, makes me feel extremely confident about the conditions in the market today, because we had no idea on September 15th how bad things were and how bad they were going to get. What happened that day, Simon?
Oh, this is absolutely fascinating. So let's take it a little bit back from that weekend. So for most of the year of 2008, you saw banks sort of dropping and then sort of being rescued by other banks. So Bear Stearns famously was bought by JP Morgan Chase, and that rescued it, and the people got hired and some got fired. And that sort of thing went on right up until September the 15th. And even that weekend, we saw Merrill Lynch being rescued by Bank of America. Then something happened. Is Lehman Brothers, very famous investment bank, could not find a buyer, even with the help of the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve was working behind the scenes to try and get that to happen. No buyer could be found. People were increasingly worried. Markets started falling across the globe. And then, basically, they couldn't last any further, and Lehman Brothers filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. So basically, it was going to go under at that point, because no one was going to invest extra money into it. Now, that was bad, and people were very worried, and the markets tanked even further at that point. And again, this was happening globally. Then the Federal Reserve sent somebody round to have a look at the books of the massive insurance company AIG, American International Group, it used to be called before that. And they went in, they looked at it, and they came out looking ashen and very worried, and worried to death, according to Steve Blitz, who I quoted in the story. And he knew the person who'd gone around there to have a look at what was going on for those financials. And then the Fed knew they had to act. They took a $85 billion stake. It was meant to be a loan, and a 80 or 79.9% stake in the equity of AIG. And that was a backstop that would stop the contagion of what was going to go on in the financial industry if they'd done nothing. And that really was a turning point for everything. It was a massive bailout. We didn't even get to what happened in the next year. It was a big deal.
The Federal Reserve moved because they discovered that AIG crazily had sold insurance on the basis of bonds coming due. And underneath it all was a lot of bets in one direction, that the low interest rates would go on forever and that we don't have to worry about paying back our bills or the credit bubble that we've created by giving out easy mortgage opportunities to America's housing population. All of that tumbled into panic. And that's what I love about this, Simon, because the headlines tell what was happening, but they don't convey the emotions. We can remember that week. Congress initially voted against the bailout, then it was obliged to vote for. The markets were going down every day, all week long. There was nothing to trust, not any headline, not any reporting everywhere. And Simon, the reason it's such a thrill to recover is because here in 2023, 15 years later, the markets look remarkably stable in comparison to those days. I'm thinking it has to do with how we have more transparency. We have a lot more information at home today than even the professionals had in 2008. You talked to
Steve. Basically, now you can get it straight off the web as it's happening. And in those days, yes, there was a web, but things weren't coming out as fast. In many ways, you still had to wait for the printed newspaper unless you had some sort of terminal which you could get it off. Sorry to interrupt.
No, it's fine. I'm remembering. It's only 15 years, but we've leaped ahead in terms of clarity. I think the only thing comparable today to for people who don't remember sitting on the internet trying to figure out what was going on is we have similar non-transparency with what's going on overseas, especially in China. We can't tell. The numbers are untrustworthy and the direction is down. That's what it felt like in 2008. We come now to 2023 and we have doubts about the market, yes, especially because even though it's a heat wave in Europe right now, this will be the second winter without Russian energy, without Russian oil. And France is ready, right, Simon? The nuclear power plants keep the electricity flowing for France. But I don't know about the rest of Europe, whether it's ready.
I don't know that the rest of Europe is ready at all. France is ready. It has 56 nuclear reactors, and there's never been an accident in any of them. And that's really a good sign. So getting electricity to French people should not be a major problem over the winter. And that will be very, very good. And a lot of new, I don't want to say pipelines, but a lot of new supply routes have been created to get liquefied natural gas from Africa when they weren't doing that before. And that's another good thing.
I mentioned that oil right now has been ticking up over these last weeks, not dramatically, but moving higher and anticipating the end of driving season. I'm not, at this point, panicking in any fashion about us having a spike. Gasoline remains dear here as it remains in France, but no sharp move. Simon, one more thing. It's the harvest moon now, but you wanted to mention what happened at the super moon, the super sturgeon moon, of just 2 weeks ago. Who was howling and who was screeching? We have 30 seconds.
Okay, who was howling? some dogs around a big full moon. I think a lot of animals had gone out to hunt, like wild boars, and that created some howling from the dogs. And of course, there was a screech owl in the garden screeching very loudly. It was rather alarming, and it woke me up at about 1:30 in the morning, which point I was also able to listen to the dogs as well. It was kind of interesting. Who can blame them? They used to be werewolves, but they're all right now.
Simon, an Englishman in the south of France discovering nature howls at the supermoons. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Nash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.